This is a bad memory. When I first was running for Congress, Dick, they had the assassination of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, and we had Vietnam, and this country was torn apart. I mean, literally, but there wasn't a college that practically didn't have some sort of a demonstration in that. And so when you look at something like this, you obviously want the rule of law to apply. You've seen what happens when the rule of law doesn't apply, which can be caused by the authorities, by the way, not by someone else. And you hope that this thing finally settles down. I don't think we need thousands of people flying in here and out to necessarily to be make it a productive visit. So I guess with that background and that, I hope that we do recognize the rule of law, and we all take a deep breath and hope that what justice, whatever it is, triumphs.
Dick Batchelor, your take on politics getting into the mix of the Trayvon Martin case?
Well, first of all, it's hard to say anything about that case unless you're absolutely measured and careful so as to not misinterpret. Number one, I think Lou and I can both say we hope justice prevails as he just did, number one. Number two, there are questions raised, of course, about why Zimmerman was not arrested, and I think that's a very, very fair question. And it's now playing out. I would think with the governor appointing an independent prosecutor from Duval County that she will now do her job. She has a reputation of being a very tough prosecutor. And if they have the evidence, the state's attorney could make the decision to bring charges, or they could take it to a grand jury. But I hope it works out now. That the problem is the politics has invited itself into this debate. Whether it's the president, kind of his comment, even though it was by inference.
Is that unusual to see the president stepping in?
I think so. I think so. But on the other hand, you had Senator Sipling here locally, too, basically saying everybody in Central Florida has a white plantation mentality. It can never be fair. It cannot be heard in this community. We should take the case to some place in Pensacola or some place in Miami. So, unfortunately, both sides have weighed in on this, I think, and made some incendiary remarks that are not helpful to this case.
Lou Fry, what do you think in terms of the president weighing in on this matter? Does that help or hinder, or is it what you would expect a president to do?
It's not what I would expect a president to do, especially in a matter like this where the facts don't seem to be known. It seems to me that it's sort of like pouring gasoline on a fire that's already raging, but it's certainly from a political standpoint, probably from his standpoint, a very smart thing to do. It probably does well in the polls. And as you said, this is an election year.
Let me interject one thing. I think the president was measured, though, and in what he said. If I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. And I think it was measured not to suggest guilt or innocence in this case, and that was very appropriate to stay out of that because the Justice Department through the FBI is involved in this case. But you have to be careful. But Juan Williams made a very good point, I think, in one of the syndicated columns he wrote, and that is, look, not dismissing anything about this case. I want to be very clear. You don't dismiss anything about this case. But setting this case aside for a moment, what about all the black-on-black crime in this country? Most homicides in the black community are blacks killing blacks. And where's the outrage in Chicago and in Detroit and Washington, D.C. and New York City? And I keep naming city after city after city. So maybe it's an opportunity for us to use this very, very bad case as a synthesis or a catalyst to bring people together about a conversation on crime and prevention in a much larger context. This could be emblematic of it, but have a conversation and bring the communities together but not divide the community over this issue.
That's really a good thing. And the other thing that struck me through this whole thing is I hate labels. I hate labeling people. I hate labeling philosophies. I hate labeling dresses and so forth. And maybe this is something for all of us to stop a little bit and remember where each person's an individual, how they dress or something shouldn't dictate how we operate towards them. And I think it's important that the civility that we talk about in the political system carries over to a situation like
Dick's remarks were right on.